I'm Lisa Ledeen. The problem of ocean acidification happens when the ocean absorbs carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and the seawater's pH level drops. It's already harming oyster hatcheries and coral reefs. A solution could begin with the Ocean Health XPRIZE, an international competition for the development of accurate and affordable pH sensors. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports from Moss Landing.
Ken Johnson knows pH. His work on ocean acidification goes back to when he was a grad student, nearly 40 years ago. So he understands the challenges. First, pH is really tough to measure.
To do pH as precisely and accurately as you need to do to understand ocean acidification requires an really exquisitely sensitive and stable sensor.
And until recently, getting a measurement meant a two-week journey by ship to the Southern Ocean, the area most affected by ocean acidification.
There aren't enough ships, and they go too slow, and the ocean's too big.
Johnson is a senior scientist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute, or MBARI. In recent years, he and fellow researchers have found a better way.
Laboratory is right here.
Inside, there's a tall cylindrical device equipped with all sorts of sensors. Once dropped in the ocean, it sends back data via satellite.
They go from 2,000 meters over a mile deep. They ascend to the surface, measuring things like oxygen, pH, temperature, salinity.
The pH sensor on the device is called DuraFet. Originally designed by Honeywell to run in a factory, Johnson is part of a team that redesigned it to make it work in the ocean. And now, Team DuraFet is one of 18 teams in the running for the Wendy Schmidt Ocean Health XPRIZE. It's a $2 million purse, $1 million for the most accurate sensor and $1 million for the most affordable. Paul Bungie is with the XPRIZE Foundation. The nonprofit runs competitions designed to bring technological breakthroughs that benefit humanity. He says, ultimately, pH sensors need to be accessible to everyone.
People that simply need to know what the pH is in their local water so that if they're an oyster hatchery, they can turn off the more acidic water when it starts to come.
Bungie heads into the seawater lab at MBARI, where competitors are beginning their three-month lab trials to see how well the devices perform in a controlled environment. He says the competition has attracted established experts like Ken Johnson, but it's also brought in people he calls out-of-the-box thinkers. He points to a large walk-in refrigerator at the back of the lab. Inside, there's a team of food scientists from Ohio State University.
Getting the pH just right is very important for yogurt or beer or anything else. And they have been working on technology for measuring pH for those purposes, but saw this competition and decided that they had a really novel way of doing this.
And then there's Benjamin Thompson from Team Board Formula. He's a structural engineer and a surfer.
The smart fin looks like a normal surfboard fin, and you use it just like a normal surfboard fin.
Except the smart fin has sensors in it that essentially can turn every surfer into a buoy. It tracks things like waves, temperature, and pH. And once the surfer is out of the water, the data uploads to Board Formula's server.
Our goal is to have a massive public database of near real-time data.
The smart fin is competing in the affordability category, while Team DuraFet, which has three variations of its sensor in the competition, is competing in both. Again, Ken Johnson.
If we don't do well with our device in the competition, that actually will be a good thing because it'll turn out that there's going to be some really super-duper great new sensors, so it can only be good for ocean science.
Teams that make it past lab trials move on to coastal trials, then the deep sea finals next year. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.